I wrote this book with several goals in mind. First, to describe problems in my life that are ADHD-related. Second, to explain the strategies and tactics I employed to improve my life. And finally, to describe the positives of having ADHD. I want readers to understand that while there are challenges with this disorder, there is more to life than having a disorder. As I describe my minor problems, you might say, "Well, I've done that too," or "That sounds like me." All the behaviors associated with an ADHD diagnosis are behaviors that others have. What distinguishes someone with ADHD is the frequency and degree of those behaviors and their impact on a person's life. These behaviors exist on a continuum from rare and infrequent to often and even daily. Unfortunately, many people do not realize they have ADHD, and few clinicians automatically screen for it in their patients. When I give talks on ADHD, I want to shed light on how serious the disorder can be. I explain in general terms that the desirable things in life, graduating from college, having steady employment, earning an adequate income, and having an enduring and committed marriage, are less likely to be achieved by those with undiagnosed ADHD. The negative things in life, poor educational achievement, spotty employment, poor physical health, low income, alcoholism and other addictions, criminal records, and marital infidelity and divorce are more likely. Medication would have helped me greatly years ago. Both medication and structure are instrumental in living a full and satisfying life with ADHD. When we are young, hopefully, our parents provide the structure we need. But as we get older, we need to create and maintain the structure for ourselves or delegate this task to someone else. Maintaining structure and discipline as I sit at a chronically cluttered desk is a continuing challenge. But medication and creating routines and habits have helped enormously. I cannot stress the importance of an early diagnosis enough. Unfortunately, the media and knowledgeable people say ADHD is overdiagnosed, even though many ADHD professionals believe this is not the case. Most ADHD clinicians believe underdiagnosing ADHD is more concerning than overdiagnosing it. We know that children with inattentive ADHD continue to be underdiagnosed. Adults with inattentive ADHD are often misdiagnosed with depression or anxiety and do not get the help they need. Children diagnosed with ADHD usually have one or both parents with ADHD as well. Because an increasing number of clinicians have knowledge of ADHD in children, more parents discover their ADHD after learning about their child's ADHD. The fact that adults have ADHD is not new, but it is newly recognized. I hope this book makes clear what ADHD is and how profoundly it affects a person's physical, mental, and emotional well-being. I also hope it is a celebration of the resilience and fortitude of those with this disorder, and a testament to our power to take charge of our lives and succeed with this condition. ADHD is part of my life, but it does not define my life. My message about ADHD is profoundly optimistic. In the face of significant challenges, we can live satisfying lives. I know this is true for you and your loved ones, whether you have ADHD or know someone who does. Join me on this journey of learning, discovery, and healing. Cynthia Hammer, MSW, Seattle, Washington, March 1st, 2023.